Financial you is complicated. There's the you with debts and bills that never stop. The you who'd like to put a few bucks away. The you who'd rather buy a place than pay rent forever. All of you need apps and advice that work for all of you. BB&T, all we see is you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Did you miss me?
Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Did you miss me? It's only been a week. All right. So we're finally going to start the British broadcasting, run, I guess. I don't know what to say. This show is recorded live to tape. So I don't really edit anything, any time where I trip over myself or where I just don't know what to talk about. I just leave it as real as possible. Sometimes I might have to answer a phone call or something. Something. That's the only time. But just keep it real. Keep it real here. That's what we do. Sherlock. Kind of has been around for officially 2010 to 2017. And I want to start out big. I want to start out with a heavy hitter. It's so weird because, like, I was going to start out with Luther, just because I love that show. But I decided I was going to do that next. And sorry about my chair, it's squeaky. And I was like, what can I do? You know, and Sherlock was actually in the back of my mind, but I swore that we did an episode of Hero Heads covering Sherlock, so I wasn't going to do it. Because we've done a lot of BBC shows on the Hero Heads podcast. And we didn't, you know. I went through all, 200 episodes. And we never talked about Sherlock. Why? Why not? Let's get into the rotten reviews of the show. So I'm going to focus on season 4 because it's the one that people dislike the most. Season 1, 93% Rotten Tomatoes. Season 2, 94% Rotten Tomatoes. Season 3, 91%. The Christmas special, The Abominable Bride, 61%. So that's a pretty big drop. Pretty big drop. But then we get to season 4. You know, we were in the 90s. Critics rating 56%, which is what? Considered rotten, I think, right? And then 42% audience score, which is really, really bad. And I thought this show was amazing throughout. The quality. It's just amazing. There's only 13 episodes. And there are some specials. But all in all, it's a pretty tight miniseries. Not a lot of content to have such a huge impact on pop culture, especially when it was first out. And that is why it's so odd we did not do it on the Hero Heads. We're huge Cumberbatch fans. I could have sworn we did it. And I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked. And there was nothing. Nothing. The premise, obviously, if you've been under a rock all this time, it's a modern take on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. taking place in a modern society. Except for The Abominable Bride, which, you know, takes place in the past, but in reality it's just in his head. Whatever. I can see why that got a lower score. Starring, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman, who are both part of the Marvel Universe now, so... which is why we haven't seen anything from them in quite some time. Since January of 2017, actually. And that's depressing, in a way. Critical acclaim throughout most of the run, until, of course, what we're going to be talking about. Several awards as well, I believe, right? Yeah, it won the award for Best Drama Series in 2011. And Freeman won for Best Supporting Actor. Yeah, Cumberbatch was nominated, but did not win. When you think about this show, what do you think of? Do you think of the way it's shot, the quality? Are you thinking about the unique way that they take things, such as figuring out a situation? I think the special effects were amazing in this show throughout. Or do you think about the acting, because it was phenomenal? Music, meh, you know, not a big check mark there, but was still appropriate for the overall feel of the show. So let's take a look at Sherlock Season 4, the top critics. Okay, we're not going to look at all of them. We're just going to look at the top critics. Because these people know their stuff, right? They went to school for something. I don't know what. Josephine Livingstone from The New Republic. Positive review. If Sherlock has anything to offer, though, it must lie in escapism. What does that mean? Melanie McFarlane from Salon.com. Negative review. In the orderly world of Sherlock, the central male characters wield their genius as weapons, as the women stand by to admire or enable them. Yeah, it's kind of a political kind of review. Robert Lloyd, Los Angeles Times. Positive. Quote, Sherlock selects plot elements and incidental details from the original stories and mixes and mashes them together, adding new ingredients to taste. Oh, boy. Mike Hale, New York Times. Negative review. Quote, in the meantime, watching Sherlock is like dropping in on old friends who are as smart and sarcastic as ever, but don't seem to have as much joy in their lives anymore. Well, they are getting old, aren't they? You know, I mean, no, well, not that old, I'm sorry, they're probably my age. They're not as young as, you know, 7 years ago. But anyway, let's get into some critics who aren't necessarily top critics, okay? This is from rachelsreviews.net. So if they have a .net, that's when you know, winner, winner, chicken dinner. .net. Angel Fire. Quote from rachelsreviews.net. The stories were plotting, melodramatic garbage, and the episodes weren't even well made. Jeez. What? She's mean. I like her. She's mean. From Gadgets360, also probably a .net. Instead, quote, instead of truly reckoning with those emotional crises, the Sherlock Season 4 finale is riddled with improbable showiness, melodramatic conclusions and logic-defying puzzling turning points. GQ, also, people, so many subscribers. Quote, the show makes something of a thesis statement. It would have been interesting for Sherlock to explore the idea more, or to do something with its modern setting other than show what Sherlock Holmes looked like solving mysteries in it. Okay. Daily Mail. Here we go. UK review. Quote, Sherlock has become so clever, it's stupid. Also from the Daily Mail, quote, and banality to end on by Moffat Gettys standards. Gettys. One that suggests Sherlock really has run its course. Another last quote from the Daily Mail. Enough already. Oh my. I thought The Six Thatchers was excellent. I don't know why people forgot how good it was. Quote from Pop Matters. Also probably a .net. We'll see. 3 out of 10. Quote, Sherlock feels more like it should be called Houdini, given how much misdirection and diversionary showmanship signifying nothing is involved. I think Houdini was pretty legit. He wasn't very big on misdirection. I think she has Houdini mixed up with Chris Angel or something. Then we'll do a final one on We Got This Covered, quote, that's the whoever website, I guess. Sherlock's fourth season kicks off with a bang in a thrilling, if imperfect, episode that sets up the show's newfound darker tone. Yeah, it's very dark. I mean, you know, we don't really know where it's headed, you know. Oh, I want to see what this Rachel person... what is it? RachelReviews.net, right? Let me look at her movie. Well, should I look at her movie or TV? I'll look at her movies. We'll pick something that, you know, is newer. She's like me. She's reviewing stuff from 2005 in 2019. Let's see. I've not seen these movies. What did she... She gave The Lion King a 3 out of 10. And I've seen The Lion King. Maybe I'll talk about it later. She gave it a 3 out of 10. There are no two ways around it. It's bland. That's all she put. Spider-Man Far From Home, she gave a 4 out of 10, as opposed to the 90% rating. I enjoyed Tom Holland as Spider-Man, and Zendaya as MJ, but unfortunately, I did not like the villain plot. I found it convoluted, predictable, and dull. You know, it's funny, all these older movies, she's scoring higher, and I think she needs to rewatch them. You know? You ever done that? Like, you love this movie your whole life. And then you rewatch and you're like, ugh. Yikes. Yikes. Don't like it. What else? She did... Sorry, this one striked me. Okay, so this is her review of Babe, Pig in the City. Quote, it's so beautifully designed and everything looks like it's from a storybook. Quote, end quote, rachelsreviews.net. Wow. I am just going through her, they're not even good reviews. Like, at least my show, this show, right? The reviews aren't rotten. This is what she put for, she gave When Harry Met Sally, 1989, right? She gave When Harry Met Sally an A+. And here's her official review. You ready? Very, very funny. It's not even that funny. Rewatch it. It's not that funny. The performances are good, but it's not that funny. Wow, she gave Half-Blood Prince a negative review. It's completely executive as a movie, but as an adaptation, it's badly done. Oh, she's a booker. She's one of those bookers. She's reviewed 1,053 movies. Wild. Wild, wild, wild. Oh, Dark Phoenix. I've seen Dark Phoenix. It's funny, it has a 23% rotten rating, I guess, right? Nobody liked this movie. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. But I mean, you know. She gave it a 4 out of 10. And she put, quote, "It's not a disaster. It just feels like a weird way to end the franchise and a missed opportunity. I liked it better than the other bad X-Men movies, but I certainly can't recommend it." Okay. Muppets Most Wanted, she gave a 3.5. Secret Life of Pets, she gave a 7 out of 10. She's way off the mark here. She just goes with movies that she liked. Like she gave The Dark Crystal. Well, she gave The Dark Crystal kind of a low rating. She gave E.T. an A+. Ugh, rewatch it. She gave Big Trouble in Little China a B. Wild. She is all over the place. But I like her. I like her. This is interesting to me. She did all the Muppet movies, like in a run. Right after doing Pacific Rim Uprising. That must have inspired her. She gave Pacific Rim Uprising a 2 out of 10, and then she did every Muppet movie. She gave Jurassic Park a 10 out of 10. Quote, "It's not just about the dinosaurs. The characters are so well developed." Right. Yeah. So she didn't read that book. She did not. How do you do 50? Oh, music. Should I quit? No, turn the music off. Turn the music off. I'm not done reading Rachel's reviews, okay? How to Train Your Dragon 2. I did. Oh, no, that's 2. Why 2? She didn't do the new one? I like the new one. It was good. There was a lot of closure. She didn't do it. Oh, she went through a whole bunch of Disney stuff. So Dumbo, 1941, she did an A. I quote, "I love stories about friendship, and Dumbo certainly gives us a great one." She gave Fallen Kingdom a C+. That was a horrible movie. Horrible. Horrible. To Kill a Mockingbird, she gives an A+. So what she did, she just goes through like AFI, top 1000 or something, and decides to agree with them, it looks like. She gave Detective Pikachu a 2.5 out of 5. She gave Mulan an A. What are the backdrops are also beautifully drawn with a watercolor flair. I don't know. Oh, this could be my new favorite. I'm gonna bookmark this. We're gonna use these later. But this is only movies. Wow, it's the only one I agree on. She gave The Muppet Christmas Carol an A. The Paul Williams songs and Miles Goodman scores are just lovely. You are so right, Rachel. So right. So right, Rachel. Sorry, I'm I'm getting really off topic, obviously. What'd she do? Stranger Things, she gave a B. Season 2, she gave a B. Season 1, she gave an A+. Quote, "I was completely absorbed." She does a lot of kids shows. I could do this. Why don't I have a Rotten Tomatoes account? She's a Tomato Meter approved critic. How do I become that? How do I do that? Tell me. She's only done 13 TV shows, so I won't be able to use her coming up. Come on. I was looking for a new avenue for Rotten Reviews here. This was going to be it. 3 out of 10. Bland, bland, bland. I already read that, but just going back to her. Darn it. She didn't do Toy Story 4? Can I add her to my favorites? Babe Pig in the City. Oh, boy. Okay, sorry. I'm just reading her things in my head, and I'm just kind of causing all this dead air. Sorry, I got into a rabbit hole. I mean, that's the interview, you know. It's kind of like clickbait, but this is... I found her opinions intriguing, so... I rolled with it. Sherlock is an unbelievable series. You can have your issues with certain episodes, but, you know, if we're looking at it as a whole, which none of these things ever do, it's still one of the best shows of all time. I mean, it's... acting is superb, the music is so-so, but I mean, it doesn't matter when the special effects are so well done. You know, it's been around since 2010. Started with The Study in Pink, which, you know, obviously is a take on the first book, which is The Study in Scarlet. And it's not done through the same style as Conan Doyle with his, the way he wrote, which was through the eyes of Watson. Now, interesting thing about A Study in Scarlet, like the first half of the book is set up in third person, and then the second half of the book is done through first person, through Watson. I thought that was very brave. But the show, they still try to keep us with the main characters, and they don't know as much as, you know, we don't know as much as they know, really. Which is kind of like a CSI kind of style. Where you know what happened, and sometimes you even see what happened, but you don't get the full picture, which is important, obviously, in a crime show. I'm going to be talking about Killing Eve with this run. And, you know, they tell you everything. And you know more than the investigators. Which, you know, two totally different types of storytelling, and they both worked out very well. But I prefer this format. I prefer not to know more than the characters, because I just want to scream at them, "What are you doing? That's not the direction." But I enjoy both ways of storytelling, and I think Sherlock does it best, and I hope you watch it if you haven't. I mean, come on, it's been 9 years since it came out. Jeez. All right. So I'll let the music kick in. Until next time, take it easy.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.